Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Blah, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot, he's a sniper. The Puerto Rican point guard striking like a viper.
Lewis and Zach are back,
and they came to attack, spilling crack on the track, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
down to Zach, laying a rattlesnake, spitting straight facts,
Lewis and Zach are back,
for the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
when they making noise.
Yeah. What's up, baby boys? Week before Christmas. It's the Lewis and Zach Show. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Lewis J. Gomez, maybe the best podcaster in the world. A lot of people say that.
Yeah, people are saying
that. A lot of people are saying that. I mean, is there a better podcaster? I'll admit, there's some better comics, like four or five podcasters.
Three of them are sitting here now.
You dirty. Do you think you're a better comic than me, Allie? Are you out of your fucking mind? You know what? Shannon, pull up Allie's stand-up. We're going to get into it today on the show. We're going to really review Allie. There's not a single female comic that's actually better than me. That's a fact.
Who does Hardcore History?
Who's that?
That's a good podcast. What about that guy?
Fuck that guy. All fuck right. Yeah, let me tell you something. Hardcore History sucked my fucking dick. Whoever he is, I don't even give a fuck who he is.
Shit.
He's a bitch.
Oh, he's my bitch.
There ain't a better podcaster in the land. And there ain't a better duo in podcasting. Me and Zach Amico.
I'll support that one.
That I can agree with. The duo.
Allie Mae.
Yo, what up?
How you feeling, girl?
Oh, you know, I'm just trying to get it all figured out over here.
You're a goddamn mess, Allie. Your car is being towed right now.
Oh, is someone going up there and paying?
We got to get somebody to go put money in Allie's meter. Allie came down and she couldn't figure out the meter, so she just gave up on it.
Yeah.
That is it. That is some insight into the mind of Allie Mae right there. How her mind works. She just gave up on it. It's going to create so many more problems for herself.
I got a
ticket that's not going to be paid probably. They're going to add more interest to it.
Yeah,
You're going to get your license suspended.
Oh my God.
The writing is on the wall, Allie.
At least somebody's shown interest in you.
What's that?
At least you're going to finally get some interest.
Yeah, finally.
Let's see. Blue Jay Oakerson says Joan Rivers is better than me. She's dead though. I'll give Joan Rivers that credit. Joan Rivers was a fucking beast.
Mm-hmm.
The only female comic better than me is Joan Rivers. Female comics aren't that good. No offense.
Lewis, am I about to call you out for something right now?
What are you calling me out for?
Already know. Now he's backtracking.
What did
How
I
about
do?
The last time you were on Drip, Lewis got up and
I bombed.
Opened,
I did bomb.
Opened his set by saying women aren't funny after a girl just went up and had a good set. Fucking ends
I
up.
I like that. That's...
I had, and I mean this, the worst set of my life.
And
wow.
I couldn't even hear anything that was happening. All I know is that I was staying in the hallway waiting for someone to call me up to go up next. And I heard the host go, "You guys ready for another comic?" And someone goes, "Anyone but Lewis." And I just thought it was like some kind of Legion of Skanks fan like being funny. So I was like, do, get up there, immediately start like fucking, I don't know, making like rape jokes or whatever. And I was like, damn, you guys are good, because they were funny jokes. And they were like, "Oh, we just watched someone get sexually assaulted."
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I made them uncomfortable. I have a bit, and I don't want to ruin it because it's a good bit.
It's
a
really,
really good bit.
Groundbreaking.
It's a really good bit. I do sexually assault an audience member in my act.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. Yes. When I'm not in front of a bunch of faggots at the Sand, because I will say the Sand
Thank
has
you.
The worst fucking crowd in the world. The Sand and the Cellar, two of the best clubs in New York City, their crowds suck dick. All of the people that are in the crowd that aren't fucking actual, they're just fucking, they're there for TikTokers. They're hot chicks that are there to watch fucking Natalie Cuomo and some other bitch. And like, that's not real comedy fans. So yes, I did sexually assault a man.
You're like the new Bob Levy.
In my act, I did sexually assault a man. It's a great bit. Anybody who's seen that bit live will tell you that it is an incredible bit. But your faggot audience was like, "Oh, he sexually assaulted." It wasn't real.
What's crazy though is that I then went up and had a great set.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I set the table for you. You're welcome.
Yeah,
you're fucking welcome.
He's like, "Bomb my dick off," and keeps walking. And I was like, you know, whatever. But multiple people came up to me after the show and said, "We thought about calling the cops."
Yeah, they were really upset. They were really, it proves how unfunny that crowd was. They sucked. They were the problem, not me. Point proven, it was mostly women, and they all sat there in horror as I fucking jerked off a man on stage. Whatever.
Oh, spoiler.
You know what? They got to understand the context. The premise of the joke is that women aren't that funny.
Yeah.
It really is the
just
premise of the joke.
The funniest part is that you went up and you made that the point of your set.
I know.
But then you were also...
I shouldn't do that act, or shouldn't do that bit in New York City, not in front of my crowd. I will say that it will...
Yeah, that's
it doesn't
for like
play as
when
well.
You're in Alabama.
Yeah, maybe.
Or
what
like,
if you put on a wig?
Places
no,
where
no, no, no. It was good. Let me tell you something. It's a fucking great bit. It's likely the opener on my next special. And I promise you, everyone's going to be like, that's a fucking good bit.
Yeah. You're going to be in Madison Square Garden.
And no, it's going to be Side Splitters in Tampa, but it's okay. Incredible show planned today. This is the Lewis and Zach show. Fetchins, this is Lewis, rate me an email. Fetchins, were you the guy? Because I did that bit in email. Crushed. Thank you. Allie Mae is here. Very excited to have her back on the show. We love you from the Madhouse podcast right here on the Gas Digital Network. I say nothing but good things about you, Allie.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're incredible. You're very funny. Also from the Great Hang podcast, Tim McLaughlin back on the show. Very excited to have Tim back.
Oh, what up, everybody?
People love you on the show, dude.
Oh, I'm off today, I think, but that's all right.
You think you're going to be off?
I feel off, but maybe I'll kick it on at some point.
You're going to be great. Mick Dick says, Lewis, rape me. Bong Hitler says, Lewis equals nigger. Okay.
Is that true?
Mick Dick
also does that math actually add up?
That's an SAT question.
Lewis is too.
Yeah, you get so many points for writing your name and so many points for writing the N-word next to Lewis. That's how it went from 1600 to 2100.
Welcome to the show, boys. It's the Lewis and Zach show. It's a Monday. We all love Mondays. We all love Mondays here. Mondays is another time, another opportunity to start your fucking life off right.
No Garfield's here, baby.
Nope. I'm the opposite of Garfield, baby.
Normal.
I have a quick question. Sorry. Allie, do you really need somebody to go upstairs and put money in your meter?
That was God. It's a woman. It's a God.
No.
Allie, do you need somebody to go put money in your meter? Yes.
You know, it would.
Take my card. Somebody go upstairs and put money in her meter. You have to describe your car to them then.
It's, you can't miss it. It's on the corner of East 6th. And...
Don't tell. They're listening live right now. They're going to go and come in your fucking gas tank.
It's on the corner.
Do you know who Gas Digital fans are?
It's on the corner of Docks and Rape.
Yeah.
I just pictured a dachshund getting raped, by the way.
I don't know what that means.
Also, I am seeing Allie's handwriting. It's exactly what you think it would be. It's exactly what you think it would be.
Oh, wait, I thought you were testing the pen.
That's crazy, Allie.
What?
Wait, I think there probably is some sort of correlation between women with shitty handwriting and them being crazy.
Really, I would say it's super neat handwriting because then they're like a Stepford Wife fucking robot.
Then they know how to dot their I's and cross their T's. They know how to kill your ass and do all the little details to get rid of the evidence.
I want to cross your T's, Allie.
Oh. Hey, Lewis, could you say you're the opposite of Garfield again?
I'm the opposite of Garfield.
Right. Your mom OD'd.
Oh, it's a good one. That was
really
candidate
really
for Zach joke of the year.
That's good, Zach.
Shannon, next year, we're not going to do it this year because it's too late, but we should do an ongoing count of Zach jokes of the year. And at the end of the year, we can just play them all because that was a particularly clever joke.
That was Lewis's way of telling Shannon to start my in memoriam reel. As we go on.
Oh, fuck. We have a great show planned. I'm very excited about today's show. I really am. I really do love Mondays, and I'm feeling good. So I'm going to give them my card, Shannon, so you guys don't have to pay for it. Or whatever you pay for it.
Dom's
going to
come and get it.
Dom, don't memorize this number. Don't take a picture. I know your energy, dude. You're a fucking scumbag. So don't do that, okay? Here, take the card. Don't show it to the camera either.
Fucking get it in there, dude.
Wow.
Put her in for like an hour and a half. We'll be okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've been doing longer shows lately, but today won't be longer than an hour and a half because I have to go see a new car.
Wow.
That's right, boys. Well, not a new car, a used car.
Can we ask what happened to the first car?
Don't be an asshole. I officially have totaled my Audi. Yeah.
No!
It left him for a black guy.
I totaled my Audi and... you know, it is what it is. It didn't look total to me. I drove it.
Yeah.
I feel like you can't drive a totaled car, but that's not the definition. I thought the definition of a totaled car was like, it is literally undrivable. It's a wreck.
It's photo, totally broken.
The photo was confusing because I feel like that was easily fixable.
The total, a totaled car is the total cost of the repair equals 80% of the book value of the car.
It just didn't seem like that bad of a crash.
Well, and guess what? Audi fucking headlights are $4,000 a pop.
What?
Just the headlights.
That's what you get. Now, this time, a Honda.
Well, I'm getting an Acura, which apparently everyone's like, that's just a fucking Honda, bro. Acuras are Hondas.
Yeah.
That is such a poor person mentality. It's people are going like, dude, you see the fucking Acura logo? It's just a Honda logo. They bent the top of it. It's the fucking, yes, I understand that Honda owns Acura. Volkswagen also owns Lamborghini, dumb fucks. It's, yeah, that's the way it works. Volkswagen owns Audi. That's like saying, oh, I'm not going to get an Audi. I should just get a fucking Volkswagen Jetta instead, right? No, you want to have a nice car.
Have you, speaking of poor person mentality, have you tried going to the junkyard to find an old Audi headlight?
Look, it doesn't matter. The insurance, I can go now. I can go find the auction where they're auctioning my Audi, technically.
Oh.
Buy it back for a few thousand dollars and then try...
You should do
that. Seems like a lot of work. Seems like a lot of effort and energy.
I will show up and do it for you.
Please. By the way, if anybody wanted to actually troll me, they would buy my Audi and then fucking film themselves coming all over the seats.
Yeah.
That's a great troll job because that would bother me.
Yeah, troll. Yeah, I would troll you. Guy loves cum on his seats.
Let's see. Acuras are nice. Acura is better than Audi, says Larry Holder. I don't know if that's true, but Acura is great. Oh, my God. Everyone's saying Acura is good.
I don't think that's accurate.
Oh!
Dougie, I think you can't just do bad jokes in my voice, Zach. That's not the way this works. If you have a bad joke,
it works for you.
You thought of the bad joke, cocksucker. You can't just fucking chip me, you asshole.
That's all I do.
Oh.
It's 10 years.
Yeah, so
10 years of chipping.
I'm going to see this Audi, or I'm sorry, this Acura right after the show today, and yeah, I'm very excited about it. We'll see. It's used. I'm going to buy it cash outright. You want to see the one? I found they sent me a video of the car, like them doing the tour of the car, and the guy that's showing the car, it's exactly who you think would be trying to sell you an Acura. It's hilarious. Let's see, Shannon.
How do you give a tour of a car?
Like this.
Okay, guys, let's take a look at a 2020 Acura TLX A-Spec. Let's take a look at this blue one. This is a wow factor, guys.
This is a wow factor, guys.
Acura TLX A-Spec.
I like
it. Let's take a look at
this. Is this too Puerto Rican?
It looks nice. I don't think it's too Puerto Rican. Did you take the back seats out and put speakers in?
No.
Okay, then it's not too Puerto Rican yet, I don't think.
Go ahead, Shannon.
Going to be driving, if this is for you, 2020 Acura TLX. Look at this blue.
Look at this blue.
My God, it doesn't get more electrifying than this. A-spec.
I love this guy. Wow. This guy fucking rules.
This car is so electrified.
This car is can you go see yourself in this car?
Oh, zap ya.
Big wow factor.
Big wow factor.
Humongous
folks.
Wow factor.
Humongous wow factor.
Is there any other words I can use for big?
Probably.
Large.
He couldn't think of another word for big.
You should give the man a thesaurus when you get the car today.
You have to put it in H.
Oh, shit. Let's see. Everyone's saying other things. Whatever. It's fine. I'm excited. I'm going to go test drive this car today. I've been talking to Nick Rochefort, who's become the man. I love Nick Rochefort. He's a fucking man. He's hilarious. And he really is on. He's like, dude, this is the car. Trust me. He was like, get this car. But then he told me, he was like, what you got to do, though, today is you got to take it up to 95 miles an hour and see if it shakes. And I was like, where am I going to do that? What I'm going to go do now is I'm going to go take this for a test drive and then fucking hit a highway and get a little funky and wild. What if I crash the car during the test drive? What happens during that?
I think you owe them the money.
No.
Only you could crash a car during the test drive.
That's them.
How many miles does it have on it?
47,000, something
like that.
That's
pretty good.
It's pretty good, dude.
It's pretty good.
It's half the miles that I had on my goddamn Audi, piece of shit. No, I had like 75. I put a lot of miles on my Audi in 4 years. So.
Yeah.
Oh, you've had it for 4 years?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. There we go. If you crash during a test drive, the dealership insurance policy will typically cover the damages, as the test driver is usually considered a covered driver under the fleet insurance. However, if you're found to be at fault, Your own insurance may be liable. Ooh.
Run and gun, Lewis.
What if I don't have insurance? What if I don't have insurance? Which I do still. I just call my insurance, and now I'm covered still for, like, if I'm driving. For this reason specifically, I think I'm just covered if I crash the car during a test drive.
This is coming out after the test drive, right?
Yeah. Like, well, no, it's out live right now.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
You know, it's fine. They're going to be okay.
I just want you to get away with it scot-free.
You want me to get away? I mean, I'm not taking the car up to 95 miles an hour on the highway.
You could be a pussy if you want.
You think it's a crazy looking car?
It's the kind of car where, like, if I
eat your microphone a little bit, Allie.
If I was going on a date,
this is why I
say
girls aren't that good at comedy. It's not that you're not funny; it's just that you don't understand the little mechanics that comedians need to have, which is talking into the microphone.
I understand the mechanics. I just woke up and I'm trying to put some mascara on.
As soon as we started talking about cars, she was like, I'm a girl.
Yeah, it's like speaking a foreign language. I don't have any idea what you're talking about. No, it's the kind of car where, like, if I was going on a date with someone and everything else was great about the date, I'd be like, he did have a blue car. Yeah. A bright blue car.
That would bother you. A chick that I'm talking to right now, I showed her the car. She was like, do you have to get that color?
Yeah.
And I was like, I kind of like the color. Yeah. I saw a black one. The black one looks like plain Jane horseshit.
Yeah, this is why dudes are cool. Blue cars are rock. It's fun to look cool.
Yeah, but then when you drive like an asshole, people can report you easier. That's why I don't have any bumper stickers or anything like that.
Nothing like that. No. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you're right, but I'm not going to drive like an asshole anymore. That's the thing. No more distracted driving, folks. I'm making a thing. There must be, and I don't know, but there must be an app that as soon as you start your car, that it's like everything shuts down except for your GPS. You can't look at your goddamn phone.
How did you crash the car?
I'm just a fucking bad driver, Allie. I was just at a light.
You weren't on your phone.
I was at a red light. I was looking at my phone at the red light. Then I looked back up. It turned green. And I just fucking hit the gas. And there was still a car in front of me. I was looking at the light.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
It was just a shit move.
That's pretty bad.
There's just no other, like, literally, it was just bad. Yeah. I was distracted. I have really bad ADHD, right? Too. Which I found out that's a real thing, that people with ADHD are way more susceptible to car crashes. And it happens a lot. I know.
I've been in a bunch of them. I've been medicated for 25 years.
Dougie, I have horrible ADHD, and I get distracted, dude. I'll just see a light, and I'm like, oh.
I crashed my car into a short bus.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Oh,
it's ADD.
Well, it was a long bus, and then...
retard crime.
Yeah, wow. But no, I will
did
say...
Did the parents thank you?
Our burden.
Luckily, they all had helmets on.
Crackpot Whisperer says, Lewis just wants to get back on Adderall. I can easily get on Adderall if I wanted to. There's no problem. I was on Adderall. I was diagnosed ADHD. I don't want to get on Adderall. It's the opposite. I will never be on Adderall again.
Wow.
Why?
Because I am a crazy person when I'm on Adderall.
Really?
I'm like an actual... I have an addictive personality, so I probably would only need like 5 or 10 milligrams to like be normal. Mm-hmm. But within 2 months, I'm like 30s. Let's go. It's not good. Yeah.
They don't give them to you when you ask for the specific numbers. I have found when you say
no, my guy would.
Oh, yeah. your doctor.
I didn't have to get. I was just like, I need stronger. I need more. Mm.
The guy I have, I've never even seen in person.
Yeah. No, mine was on Zoom.
Yeah.
Mine was all on Zoom. Yeah, but
pretty
cool.
You
know, no, I would rather try to fucking deal with my own shit my own way, work it out, crash my car 5-6 times.
Sure,
no,
yeah,
that's okay. I'd rather crash my car than be on Adderall.
Wow, okay.
Just so you know, but I'm not gonna crash anymore. I'm making a commitment that this car that I'm gonna buy, I'm not getting actually, it's a blessing in disguise. It's off my fucking financing. My debt is cleared with that car, which is great. I'm gonna see to take the cash. I'm gonna fucking buy this car. In 4 years, when baby James turns 16, he's gonna get a bright blue Acura in perfect condition.
Oh
not
God.
A single scratch on
oh
it.
Oh my God.
Not a single one scratch guy's on nut on the seats.
Nope. And then I'm gonna buy myself my dream car. That's gonna be my reward. Is if I get to the 4 year mark without crashing this Acura, and I give it to baby James, and this is his first car, I'm gonna buy my goddamn dream car.
The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Dude, if you for real get the Wienermobile, I am riding in that shit.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm fucking.
Dude, if Lewis just wore a bun and drove it, it would be the best.
Nothing gets me more jacked up than when I used to like drive all across the country doing stand up and just see the Wienermobile in like the middle of Missouri.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I was just like, yes. Yeah.
I mean, I should also say I don't have an actual dream car. I'm not a.
You just
I'm not
had
a,
an Audi, so it's like you can.
Here's the thing. I didn't I haven't, look, 4 years ago, I was like, I'm making a little bit of cashola. I was like, let me buy myself a nice car. I had driven in a couple nice Audis. I test drove a Lexus. I test drove a Mercedes-Benz. I test drove an Audi. And the Audi seemed like the most, first of all, it felt the best to drive.
They're nice cars.
It's a really nice car. And but it was a mistake. It was just a mistake.
Yeah. You had cashola, but unfortunately your ancestors said hola.
It was, yeah, it was a bad mistake. And honestly, a lot of people said at the time to get an Acura. They're like, dude, an Acura is one of the best cars you can buy. Resale value, retains its fucking value.
The accident would have happened no matter what you were driving.
The accident, but it wouldn't have been a fucking $70,000 car with wild insurance.
Right.
So, you live, you learn, folks. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Small Batch Cigar for supporting today's show. We love Small Batch Cigar here on the Lewis and Zach Show because they're exactly that. They give you amazing, high-quality cigars in small batches. Great interface. If you're looking for new cigars, they're super easy to find. If you want to find the trusted brands that you know and love, very easy to find. It really is an incredible sponsor, and I love their products. They send me cigars all the time. I smoke cigars fairly casually, but that's who it's for. Whether you're a hardcore cigar smoker or a casual smoker, or you just have somebody in your life you want to hook up, this is the best way to do it.
That's true. And Lewis, they also have free shipping on every order, and almost every order arrives within 2 to 3 days within the continental United States. They come in the Bovita pack, that's 69% humidity with every purchase, so they stay super fresh. It's the most thorough packaging in the industry with an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and you earn 5% rewards points instantly with your purchase.
Just go to smallbatchcigar.com. When you go there, use that promo code GAS10. You're going to get 10% off and 5% rewards points. Once again, smallbatchcigar.com. Use that promo code GAS10. All right, where were we? We have a great show planned for today. I'm very excited about today. Tim was talking about, I heard Tim talking about a little scam.
Oh, well, I don't know how well it works because I don't.
Well, hold on. Time for another Scam That Jew, folks. Presented by Tim McLaughlin.
It's not on this package for the show.
I'm going to fucking put my package in your face.
It's an old segment. It's a Real Us podcast segment.
Oh, is it not funny if I sexually assault Shannon now, Allie?
No, I'm here for that.
I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. What are we even doing anymore?
Rape!
This is the fucking Lewis and Zach show. We rape.
Lewis assaulted a man, so it was gay. That's all.
Would he came up to me after the show. He was like, dude, he was like, I thought that was hilarious. He was like, but I had like 10 people come up to me being like, are you okay?
No, literally. So many people. I was like, I don't want to.
People are such babies. It's crazy.
They're fucking pussies, dude. I mean, the people that show up. I mean, the Legion of Skanks fans that show up to Santa are incredible. That's the best audience that they have there. If you could just go to an average show, they fucking blow. It's just a bunch of fucking hot people. They're eating fucking mahi-mahi and fucking drinking expensive cocktails. You're like, this is just not. Who you want? You want shitheads at a comedy show. You want people that are fucking trying to forget the problems of their life, not people that are going, let me look at these people problems to fucking whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, sure, great.
Yeah, the number
one podcaster in the world.
I am the number one podcaster in the world.
I know. Lewis said we do comedy for like cops and air conditioner repairmen and shit.
Yeah,
like people need to have a union number.
You need to fucking. Everyone agrees that the best comedy clubs in the world are Tampa, Providence, Rhode Island, right? What do they call them?
My friend's basement. A lot of good dudes down there.
What is a place in Providence? Why am I fucking blanking on the name of it right now?
I know what you mean. I can't think of it either.
Comedy Connection. What else? Fucking Philly Helium. People love that fucking club. It's all these blue collar areas with fucking just dudes who they work 50, 60 hours a week. They're trying to forget about their problems. They just want to come and laugh with their fucking friends, get a little hammered, not snooty cunts that are doing better than everybody and think they're better than everybody and fucking turn their nose up at you. It's not just me. Most real comics agree with this.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing.
Well,
I love all audiences of all different shapes and sizes myself, but I do basic comedy for basic ass. So.
you know, if you're not really ruffling any feathers, Tim.
Nope,
you know, get
not
out there,
here.
Ruffle some feathers. That's what I say. So we have a Scam That Jew presented by Tim McLaughlin. Tim, what is this scam? You were saying free vapes for life.
Well,
there we got it.
It's not free vapes for life, but so if you're suffering, you don't even need to be suffering. I think you can just use your insurance to be in a detox. There's a detox center And they will give you vapes at the detox center.
Wait, I mean, you can go to a detox center.
Go to a detox center. Say, I got to detox off of booze or heroin
or something. They're not testing you. They're not like.
They do test you just to see if you've drank that day or done heroin that day.
Oh.
But that's I haven't.
I'm killing it.
Right.
But I'm really detoxing hard now.
Yes, but you can just shake and then they'll just be like, oh, we got to get him in here
and then
get him his
vape. Free vapes.
Free vapes.
How many vapes at a time?
They were saying when I was doing a show at the detox center recently, great crowd, very sleepy crowd. They were saying that you can get as many vapes as you want.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a great fucking scam. We haven't had a good scam that Jew in a hot minute. And that's a great scam that you have free vapes for life, folks. All you got to do is go and act like you are detoxing.
Yes.
And the detox center, if you have insurance, they cover you?
It should cover you. Most insurance should cover you. And I think more insurance will be covering you.
But wait a minute, don't you have to pay?
All you have to do is do a little bit of heroin so that it's in your system.
Thank you.
Then go get your test.
No, he's saying you don't need to do the heroin.
You don't need to do the heroin, but I think they like to see that you've had
it. I like to see it.
I have a hard time believing that they're just going to give you methadone and you don't have anything in your piss.
Listen. I'm not a doctor. Yeah. I'm just a guy that knows where fucking vapes are.
Okay, right? Okay, that's fair. All right, well. I
would say that to you in the street. Sir, you look like you know where the vapes are.
I'm walking around the streets of New York fucking sniffing out vapes.
So all you got to do is get a crippling heroin addiction and you get free vapes for life.
Or alcoholism.
Win-win.
Or alcoholism.
Yeah.
The last show I did there, a man cried and he said it was the first time he's laughed in 4 years.
Wow.
And it hurt me to my core.
Damn, dude. I wish I would have gotten that reaction from the guy I sexually assaulted at Ali's show.
He just got the crying part.
Everyone just fucking stared at me like I was committing an actual sex crime.
It's crazy. I wish I could have seen it.
I wish I would have videotaped it because it was the worst crowd I've ever performed in front of. It was bonkers.
Wow.
It was bonkers. And but by the way, I'll be at Bonkers Comedy Club in Orlando, Florida on this year's tour.
Wow.
Lots to talk about today. I'm excited about the Acura. I will let you guys know how the test drive goes. I'm not going to bring it up to 95. Maybe I'll get it. I'll try to find a stretch of road.
If 95 is easy, just get on the turn.
95 is very fast. I've driven my Audi a few times. I've hit 100 just because I was like, why not?
That's it.
Because I'm a bad driver. It's dangerous. I can kill people. All those reasons. But
it was pretty fun though.
But it was really
it was really fun.
Really fun. And Zach was in the passenger seat, so I could just hit the turns at 100 miles an hour. It didn't even matter, dude. We didn't slow down on the off ramps or anything. It was fucking wild.
We actually were just on top of a hill. He didn't hit the gas.
All right, we have a lot to talk about on today's show. Shannon, we have a contest submission. Let's do it.
He has a real one this time.
I'm very excited about this. So I am going to Colin Terrell's wedding in June. I'm trying to find a wedding date. This is a huge win for some lucky gal in the world. All expenses paid, fly out, your own room. You don't have to sucker fuck me. You get to come to Colin Terrell's wedding. There'll be lots of famous comedians there. This is a big deal.
Snack-a-mico.
Yeah. Yeah, what? Snack Amico. Oh, I like
she's
going
to be a snack.
I like
that.
Don't you get Zach excited right now. Snack Amico. Let me see. She's black. Turn it off. Shannon, are you out of your fucking mind? Are you out of your mind?
No, I actually really like her.
A black person?
She's pretty cute.
I'm kidding. I'm joking. Obviously, I'm joking.
It is an Irish wedding, though, so I'm worried they will think she's black Irish. But
yeah,
I think she's very pretty, and we should listen to what she has to say.
I'm obviously kidding. She's very pretty. She looks like the Little Mermaid. I like that.
Yes.
She looks exactly like the Little Mermaid. I thought it was a Little Mermaid at first.
Yeah, there's no reason to make a big thing of this. Do you think maybe she thought it was Kuntest?
Oh, no, Zachary.
Oh, Donald.
Jesus Christ.
Take a chill pill.
Donald.
Let's see. No, she's hot. She's very cute. I like her. Unless she's underage.
Hi, my name's Charmaine. I'm 24 years old, and I'm entering the contest because I'm a huge fan. Love the podcast. Love all the podcasts. Story Wars, LOS, all of it. Huge fan. I know I'd be a great date, so... I think I'd be the best option to pick. My cat. I'd be the best option to
pick. Her smoke alarm sounds like a cat.
Go ahead. I'm a huge stand-up comedy fan. Like, I love all things stand-up. So So obviously that's why I'm a big fan of the podcast. Also, I'm not like a crazy person.
Hold on. Crackpot Whisperer had a great joke, and I don't want to give him credit because he's usually a fucking, he's one of the people who hate the most of the chat, but he did write, Kunta Kintest.
That's great.
I mean, I gotta give him a chattel snake for that one. That's great. I don't discriminate. If you got a good one in the fucking racist live chat, you got a good one. Go ahead.
How to be socially around people so I'm not going to be like a weirdo or like a problem or anything like that. I think if you did not pick me, it would be a big mistake. I don't know what the other options are looking like, but I think you should definitely pick me. I would be the best date option for sure.
Okay. That's it. That's a video. Yep. I like her. She's cute.
Okay. I like it. Yeah. I like
pretty
it.
Toy. Pretty toy. She's nice. I like it. Also, I did date a black girl once. I feel like that got me a lot of street cred amongst like fucking normies. They were like, all right, you know, they are all jokes. You know?
Oh, get... wow.
Ooh, okay.
Very pretty.
Shannon.
Yeah. Damn.
It's a great fucking photo right there.
Are these like cameos or are these actual people?
No, this is a real person.
Wow.
She's hot, dude. She's very sexy, like an African queen.
It is funny to think that absolutely nobody applied for this, and Lewis just purchased a bunch of cameos.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Allie, A, they're black chicks, and B, they're really hot black chicks, so it just doesn't, I don't get it.
Allie, what are you trying to fucking, are you out of your fucking mind, Allie? The goddamn Puerto Rican rattlesnake. Do you understand how many bitches are lined up for this contest?
They're going to
be rolling up in a blue Acura.
Please.
Yeah.
That's what she saw, the blue Acura. She's like, I'm in. Fine. Let's go. Yeah, she's fucking
hot. Your car's my favorite flavor.
Let's see. What else? What else is going on here, Shannon? We got a lot of murder dogs today. Why do you have so many murder dogs?
I know. They just so happen to be there today.
People love to tag me in... children being torn apart by dogs now. That's a new thing that they do. And I don't think they really, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I literally don't, guys, stop doing that.
That's not going to help.
Guys, never do it again. Please. Please don't send me videos of children being torn apart by dogs. I hate it. Don't do it. They'll listen to me. They love listening to everything I say. So fucking, they have a lot of respect for me, a lot of respect for what I wish. So Shannon, you have some of these murder dogs, which is fun. Let's go to murder dogs.
Who let the dogs out?
Yo, stop the dog, my nigga.
Dude, that guy rear naked choking the dog was maybe my favorite thing in the world. There was a dog attacking somebody, and some guy came over and just choked it unconscious.
Wow,
a pit bull. It was like.
Good.
Pretty badass. Go ahead, Shannon.
First one is a 52-year-old woman in Texas. She was at work. Actually, I know you hate stuff from the news, but this is her actually telling a little bit of the story. Do you want to see that? And you can see her face.
Let's see. Oh!
Wait, this is a before, right?
Oh, my God.
I didn't want to die, but it sure seemed like I was going to.
Bite marks on her body, stitches in her neck, and deep wounds are what Michelle Means was left with following a vicious dog attack.
And they just started attacking, biting my head, my neck.
I think the dogs thought she was me.
On Monday, Michelle was at work when she got a call.
That's the majority of it.
No, I want to hear the story.
Before the dog attack, I weighed 95 pounds.
Her 13-year-old son. Her pregnant daughter had been attacked by her neighbor's pit bulls.
Oh, wow.
When Michelle arrived, everything seemed calm at first, but then 8 pit bulls emerged, attacking
her. Wait a minute. Her pregnant daughter got attacked, and then she came by to like pick up her daughter, and then they let 8 more dogs out?
Jesus.
Yeah, well, it's not clear how many dogs were attacking her daughter.
Right.
So we don't know how many were there to begin with, but they're the neighbor's dogs.
Down at the one brown and white dog, and it looked at me, and it was just like something snapped in its eyes, and it jumped up at that time and grabbed a hold of my face.
To be fair, miss, you look delicious. I will say, like, she does look a little bit like beef jerky.
She's Pillsbury Doughboy-esque.
Yeah, she's got a lot of jowl meat.
She looks like she'd be like Paula Deen. If you took a bite of her face, it would be sweet.
Yeah.
Miss, are you full of butter? Do they do butter injections on this woman, like a Thanksgiving turkey? That's why. Miss, have you been doing that to yourself?
Beef cheek is incredible.
Beef cheek is delicious.
So why wouldn't this lady's cheek be any worse?
Yeah, pork cheek.
Yeah,
fucking the jowl. That's a delicious.
Never heard of this.
You've never had. It's great.
Oh, it's so good. It's a really good piece of meat.
Yeah.
Right there.
Never. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I had it in Italy. No fucking big deal.
No big deal. Go ahead.
Within a couple seconds, another one had grabbed a hold of my calf and I was on the ground.
As she tried to fight off the dogs, a man with a shovel came to her aid, scaring the animal.
She's sort of hitting her in the head.
Sometimes that is better.
But the damage and injuries had already been done. Michelle and her children were rushed to the hospital for treatment, having to receive several rabies shots. After two surgeries, over 180 stitches, and 90 staples, Michelle was able to return home.
The dog had actually bitten off my lip, so they had to reattach.
I will say, I understand she's got a lot of injuries, but she's pretty much unscathed considering how bad this could have been.
Yeah.
Like that, these dogs.
All her parts are on her.
Yeah, like she's gonna heal and have like some little scarring, but
yeah,
like,
she's not like chimp face lady.
Yeah, dude. There's you see certain ones where like they gotta completely reconstruct their face. Like this bitch, honestly, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna pick the dog attack of the day today, Shannon, since we have three of them. Okay, and we'll say which one is the best one. You could describe, you could define best however you define best. Okay,
okay, sure, okay.
There's just two, but this is the first one.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you want me to keep playing?
Please.
Yep, and then so all this piece of my cheek was missing, so they had to kind of pull the skins together.
Michelle says she
they
holds
pulled
no
me
ill
new
will
cheek
towards
from my
her neighbor,
asshole.
But wants people to be aware of the unpredictable nature of animals.
I just want people to be aware that it's not always about what the owners do and how good the owners are. Sometimes even the best of dogs can break.
Yes.
That's not true.
That is true.
It is true.
It is true. People say this all the time. They're like, oh, the fucking, dude, it's bad owners, not bad dogs. No, sometimes there's a good owner and your fucking dog is a goddamn broken, damaged Puerto Rican fucking dog.
They're animals.
They're fucking animals and they're unpredictable.
Yeah.
And fucking, you can't, you know, whatever. I won't hate. You know, I won't spend the whole time just hating on pit bulls. I'm just saying, I'm not one of these people that are saying we got to destroy all pit bulls. I think that we need to stop breeding them and let them die out slowly. Let them go extinct.
But it's not just pit bulls. It's any dog could do that. And I got bit by a dog at work and dog people.
What type of dog was it?
I don't even know what kind of dog it was because I don't give a shit about dogs. I don't know, but it bit me.
Dog people are kind of losers.
And all the people I told, they were like, well, what did you do? Nothing. I was existing. Yeah. I was walking by the dog and it fucking bit me.
Yeah. Dude.
Was it a big dog or a little dog?
Like a medium-sized dog. And I'm just at my bar.
Did you bite your hand? Where to bite
on,
you?
On my thigh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Shannon, turn on the sexy music for a second. Just talk. Walk us through this, please.
The dog.
You were walking. All right. What were you wearing? Slow down. Slow down.
Yeah. Were you asking for it?
Yeah. Okay. What were you wearing?
I was wearing a pair of tight jeans.
Whoa. Now, wait a minute. Why would you be wearing tight jeans if you weren't looking for attention?
Well, I was at work.
Were you wearing makeup?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm just saying you have to look in the mirror at one point and fucking fix your makeup.
No, I was, you could say, on the prowl.
You were on the prowl.
Beef jerky underwear.
Yeah.
So you're walking down the street.
Yeah, I'm walking in my bar. I'm walking in my bar.
In the bar.
Yes,
it's
I'm
inside.
At work. I'm clocked in.
Oh, you got bit by a dog at a bar?
Yes, at my job because people can't grow up and leave their fucking emotional
Do you want to go to Calm's wedding with me? We were speaking the same language, Ellie Mae.
I hate these people.
People who bring their dogs into establishments as I'm trying to enjoy a beer or a meal or whatever it is. Now I have to look down at an animal. I didn't opt for this animal in my life.
No.
Why are you making everyone opt for an animal in their
life? Why am I trying to enjoy a nice meal? And the last time I was at a restaurant and these people had two dogs and they were just sitting there getting drunk for hours. The dogs got nervous and pissed on the sidewalk. Now that I have to watch the servers walking through a puddle of piss because they think somebody spilled the water. It's gross.
Yeah.
And the people are such cunts. When I used to manage a bar, I'd be like, sorry, we don't allow dogs in here. They'd be like, actually, this is a service dog and I will sue you.
Okay, all right.
Sue
me.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, well, then I guess. And
by the way, that lawsuit will never come to fruition.
Yeah, but they're like,
ever in a million years. First of all, it's not a real service dog. It's none of them even have the papers. It's all horseshit.
It's horseshit.
I got so mad when Big J told me the story about Josh Adam Irish bringing his fake service dog in circa. And then the security guard was like, yo, man, come on, what is this dog for? And Josh is like, oh, I have epilepsy. He just made up a whole story and And the whole thing is that the security guard was being an asshole. I was like, no, security guard was doing his job.
Right.
Yeah. He recognized that you guys are fucking white privileged fucking assholes who are just fucking want your fucking dog. And also, it's a goddamn Doberman fucking pincher. It's not like it's a it's a murder dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a murder dog.
The black guys on my street have this big fucking Rottweiler, but they keep its mouth muzzled up. Wow. And I was walking by and it the other day and it just goes, and I go, oh, fuck. And yeah. then they all laughed at me. Yeah. And it hurt worse than getting bit.
You got to go. You got to go to detox and get free vapes.
Yeah,
no. Allie, I have an important question about when the dog bit you.
Sure.
Were you on your period?
I don't know. I can't remember.
It's a great question. They smell blood.
It is a good question. I don't remember.
And I would imagine that, I don't know why, I imagine Allie wears pads, not tampons. Just big, goofy, dirty, purple fucking pads.
No, I bet she wears the black underwear that soaks it up.
I'll tell you what, I'm a tampon user, and
a tampon abuser.
Last time I was here, I had to borrow a tampon from the draw, and it was an ultra or some shit
for big pussies. That's Shannon. Shannon's got a huge cunt.
Let me tell you something. When I was pulling that thing out, wow, it was pretty intense.
Blame Shannon.
Shannon, why do you have such a large vagina? Why are you making it? Allie's got a little tight, petite, fucking tight.
If she would have asked me to borrow one, I would have given her.
Shannon, do you have you have little tiny ones?
I have like regular
what
ones.
What size do you wear, Shannon?
Regular. By the way,
what size pussy you wear?
Turn the sexy pussy back on, please. It's actually a great thing. If you go to the supermarket, you just look in the girl in women's carts, you can see the size of their cunt. My mom used to have the ultras, and she used to shove two of them inside of her. I
Stop
swear to God,
it
I'm not
right
even lying
now.
About that. Lewis. I'm not even lying about it.
Is that I
swear on my son's life that that is something that my sister told me. So I don't know if it's actually true, but this is a story that my sister.
Your mom had Twix pussy.
That's why she had to be getting high. Deal with it.
Shannon, keep the sexy music on as we're talking about the size of your vaginas, please.
So most of those, like regular, extra, whatever, it's not necessarily the size of the tampon. It's
not
the absorption level.
Yes, it's not the size of your pussy at all. It's the absorption. But it gets bigger inside.
It gets bigger. It was too big for you.
So full.
So it got stuck.
It was.
Did it turn into a dinosaur?
Pulling it out was crazy.
Would you have to tie the string to a doorknob and like you're taking a tooth out? Slam the door.
Put it on the back of a Lamborghini and have it fucking floor.
Well, a Volkswagen.
I have a side note. I'm sorry. So Dom is back. He wasn't able to find your car.
Oh my God, Dom.
Dom.
No, his name is Dumb.
Dumb. Whatever. It's on the corner of East 6th and whatever that main street. You walk out this building.
Avenue A. Just say it. It's too late. They're not going to get here in 40 minutes.
They're not. If they get here in 40 minutes and do something to my car, they'd be doing me a favor.
If you get here in 40 minutes, you get a free kiss from me.
It's literally just right on this corner.
Dom, go.
It's a shitty Honda Accord. It's missing a hubcap. The passenger side window is taped on. You can't. Miss this
Allie, you are
car.
My favorite. Allie's my favorite person. She really is. I said this. I was talking to Big J and Dave the other day because we were talking about we're doing like a big Christmas spectacular tonight, and I don't want to give it away. But we were just talking about people that we wanted to book, and you were one of the names that I brought up. We ended up not needing any women; it's all men.
Oh, nice.
But I was just talking about how fucking funny you are. You're a unique bitch.
Thank you.
It.
I appreciate it.
Let's see. So talk to me about this dog. What happened? So you're in your bar.
Yeah, I'm in my bar, and the owner was mad because I carted him, and he didn't have his ID. And he said, well, I was just using it a little while ago. I was cutting up lines of coke. By the way, it's like 2:00 in the afternoon.
Right.
And I'm like,
so this guy's a real ass dude.
Yeah, he's pretty real. But also, I don't care why you don't have the ID. It's just that only my boss is obsessively watching the camera, so I must ID you.
Yeah.
And then he had two dogs with him, and he was letting them walk around the bar with their leashes just dragging behind them.
Yeah.
And I was just bussing stuff off a table next to their table, and I went to walk by, and the dog just bit my leg.
Just,
Yeah.
And what did you do?
I was like, bruh, not cool. And then he goes to the dog, he's like, not cool.
He spoke to the
mocking
dog.
Me.
No.
Yes.
I really mean this.
Yeah.
I would have had that dog destroyed in front of him.
Yeah.
I would have called the cops, and I would have had the dog put fucking down. I really mean that. If he would have mocked me, I wouldn't. One time I was riding a skateboard on the sidewalk. I was riding my penny board, which you shouldn't do.
Right.
And then a little tiny dog jumped at me and and I fell off my skateboard and busted my ass and broke my phone. And I threatened the old woman. I was like, I'm going to have your dog fucking killed. I told her. I was like, what? And the justification in my mind, I was like, what if I was a kid? Kids ride their skateboards on the sidewalk.
Exactly.
I was like, you can't have a little fucking monster dog jumping at fucking people. No. If your dog jumps at people because somebody's going to roll by, then fucking that. And then I started, in my head, I was like, I'm a child. You're fucking, your dog's trying to kill a child.
Yeah.
And then I really got into it. And then I, you know,
no, it's crazy.
I didn't have the dog destroyed, but I did threaten her. She had tears in her eyes. It was a whole thing.
No, it's, I know people who have had their faces bitten by dogs and they're like, it wasn't the dog's fault. Yes, it was. Yeah. It was the dog's
Most
fault.
Most of the time, yeah.
Not a dog person.
Yeah, me now, either. Did he think he could have his dogs there because it's called Bar K?
No.
It's good. Shannon, let's see this next one. California man mauled to death by his own three dogs in front of horrified onlookers at a playground. Jesus
cool.
Christ, Shannon.
That's pretty cool.
Mauled to death by his own dogs. I kind of don't mind that. If they're killing dog owners, then I think it's
by
okay.
By his own dogs or in front of his own dogs?
Oh, that's
no,
a good
by
point.
His own dogs.
By his own dogs. So this one, there's not a lot of story about what led up to it. I don't have a video. I just have a picture of one of the dogs. But the cops had to come. They had to tase two of the dogs to subdue them. The third one got away.
That's just a fun game.
The third one got away, and they had to actually call for like a lockdown in the neighborhood until they were actually able to catch the last dog. They're all XL bullies. I have a picture of one of them that they captured.
Yeah, these big, giant fucking beasts. But you don't have any images of the guy being mauled or video?
No, he's dead.
No, I know. I want to see his death.
I know. Yeah. I don't have that.
Not one asshole pulled out their phone. Not one person pulled out their phone. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Sad. Sad what society's come to now.
Yeah, not pulling out your phone when a person's being mauled to death by a dog.
Unbelievable. They were probably trying to help those fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Fucking, it is what it is. I actually don't hate my son's getting a dog, but my son's not going to get
what
a pit bull.
What kind of dog?
I think his mom wants to get him a dachshund. But now everyone's telling me that dachshunds aren't a good breed to get. That they like fucking very often just jump off the bed and break their back and fuck, you have to put them down.
What kind of energy are you looking for in a dog? I personally don't like any dogs.
Any dogs at all.
I really just don't fucking like them. I don't want to be licked by a dog. I don't want to eat my ice cream while you're staring me down. Like, I just don't like dogs. But I found one dog that is pretty chill.
Let's see. Here we go. Hold on.
It's an Italian greyhound. Or just a greyhound.
Those are all bones. That's just a bone.
It's a good dog. Does not, no licking.
No licking.
No, I really.
So none of the things that people like dogs for, which is like the affection and the companionship.
Yeah. No, I don't like any of that.
That's a cute dog. I had a friend who had one of those dogs.
Could you show us how you eat ice cream again?
No.
Yeah, I'm buying my son a dog and people are like, rescue it. I'm like, and I got to wait to find the perfect dog that might not have the perfect temperament. Just buy it. Fucking.
Just don't even waste your time. Get your dog. I mean, get your son a cat.
He doesn't want a cat.
A cat is.
That's my son. That was really him when he was a baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cute.
His first appearance on the podcast.
Yeah. Very cute. Very cute. Well, my little bubba. I love him. He's the best. He was in a play this weekend.
What play was he in?
Notorious.
He played Prince Eric in The Little Mermaid.
Wow.
He's a little prince. Fucking prince,
dude. They're
letting Puerto Ricans
be princes now?
Just beautiful. Yeah. My son, he's such a handsome fucking kid, and he's just fucking...
He is very... You wonder, it's probably all coming from the mom.
You think, no, his mother's a dog. Like,
really?
His mother, like, just...
No, really?
Ew. No, she's beautiful. She still is. She's like 40, 43 years old. She still fucking retained her goddamn looks. I can't wait till she gets ugly. I can fucking put it in her face.
Send a couple dogs at her.
Yeah, right. No, but he played Prince Eric in The Little Mermaid. Yeah, really fun. Loved it.
Nice.
Yeah, just, you know, fearless kid. Just will go up, fucking doesn't care. Just really own the moment, you know.
Nice.
Yeah. Everyone's calling him gay in the racist live chat. I don't even have to see the racist live chat right now. I know everyone's calling my son a homosexual.
Yeah.
But it seems like you taunt them to do it because you post the
guys,
stories.
Guys, do not call my son a homosexual. It's the one thing that I don't want.
Post the stories of your son singing Under the Sea, of course.
Yeah, he did. Well,
don't call my son gay.
Suck in the sea.
Even though he wants a dick-shaped dog, do not call my son gay.
Yeah, so we'll see. I'm gonna get him a dachshund. I think Shannon, pull up dachshund puppies.
They're cute.
Dachshund puppies are fucking adorable.
Dachshunds are cute. They can get a little yippy though, but they're cute.
No, they're cute dogs. I always wanted a dachshund, to be honest with you. And how much are they? What are they? Oh, dog, come on.
Wait, Allie. Is that a wiener dog?
Yeah. Allie, come on.
It's like, okay, emotionally.
Look
for
at
me,
that dog right there. Shannon, that one.
No.
The dapple dachshund puppy with the little, that guy. Oh, my. No. Pull it up, make it big.
Is this melting your ice cold heart, Allie?
Yeah, honestly,
Allie, you're gonna tell me you wouldn't fuck it. That dog.
He's got two different color eyes.
Look at him.
Okay, I appreciate the two different color eyes, and I do look at him, and for a split second, I think cute. But then I immediately start processing needs, licking, shitting, puking, walking in 10 degree weather, eating your snack when you're not looking.
Oh, hell yeah.
I just don't like. Yeah, yeah, that yep. noise, that fucking noise, dropping the kibbles all over the floor next to its bowl.
This sounds like autism.
Yeah, you seem like you're the problem. Like, well, you're naming all of like just the most minor inconveniences. Walking the dog during 10 degree weather, you're right.
That sucks.
And I have a backyard, so I know what it's going to end up being.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go out back.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The fucking shit will sink into the snow. Deal with it in the spring.
Right. Dear God.
Is that fertilizer? It's probably fertilizer.
No, it's not good.
It's fertilizer. It's not gonna work. Stop it. Do you know what fertilizer is? It's
I understand what fertilizer
shit.
Is. Yes, but it
you don't know. You know nothing about fertilizing a garden, and no dog poop is not considered good fertilizer. Shannon, how about you once for once make me look good? For once, can you ever make me fucking
Blame
look good?
Shannon.
I think you should listen to the hillbilly from Indiana about fertilizer. It's the one. It's like a few things that I know.
Is that where you're from?
Yeah, I'm from Indiana.
So you know fertilizer. Wow.
Yeah. Crops, you want to burn. What you want to do is you plant soybeans twice, and then you plant corn because it adds nitrates to the ground.
Are you ready? Sorry.
Then you burn all the corn. You set the whole thing on fire.
Every time somebody says corn, I have to do that.
And so that's it. And that's how you do it.
Corn and soy.
Soybeans add nitrates to the soil.
Okay,
and then the corn sucks
soy
them all
boy.
Out.
That's what a gay person thinks. Yes. Shit. Everyone else in the world, all men use shit. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dog shit, cat shit, Zach shit.
But the cool thing
shit.
Is when the corn is dead, you light it all on fire and you light it all fucking and you get to drive through it when you're going to your gigs.
That's fun. That is fun. So we'll see. We'll see if we get him a pup. Shannon, let's do some plugs. We're rolling, dude. Today's show is great. What a great show. Whoa. Huh. Allie, what are you plugging?
I am at Williamsburg Comedy Club on Wednesday with Maddie Smith. I don't know. I have a show at the Stand first Wednesday. I don't fucking know when it is, actually. What month is this? December? January 15th at the Stand. Use my code DRIP, save $5. And then I have a show in Asbury Park called Power
Bottom. Please save that show. Good fans, go save Allie's show.
Yeah.
Because I will tell you right now, it was a goddamn nightmare. An abomination of a show.
I love when your kind of fans come to... It's always a good show.
It's the best fans on the planet. Literally, yeah. And I shit you know, I'm not just sucking their dick. They're terrible people online. On Twitter, they hate me. On Reddit, they would fucking have me dead. If you meet them in person... They're the sweetest people
They're
on
good
earth.
People.
I met fuckface Amy Winehouse, baby daddy, who is the biggest troll in this chat. I met him at a show. I forget what city it was. He was a sweetheart. He's the biggest cunt I've ever spoken to in the race. It's crazy what a night and day I met him. He was like, dude, I'm Amy Winehouse, baby daddy. He was so excited to tell me. I was like, should I bite his nose off his face right now? What should I do? And I was like, let me let it go. Fine. Sweetheart in real life, online they're a little bit of a problem, but it's okay. We want them in real life. Come out to the show, support them, be as much of a problem as you want online, as long as you're buying tickets to our shows.
Yep. I'm Default Programmer on Instagram, and I think that's it.
Speaking of that, I remember I was with Micah one time at Skankfest, and some guy came up and was like, "Oh, Micah, I love you," and she goes, "I think that guy told me to get funny raped into me before." But...
Yeah, I believe that actually happened. Tim McLaughlin.
Listen to the Great Hang podcast with myself and Micah Fox. New Year's Eve, I will be at Bananas in East Rutherford, New Jersey with Tom Takar. So come check that out. December 23rd, if you're in Indianapolis, I will be at the White Rabbit. I am headlining the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana, February 20th. And then I'm headlining Helium in Indianapolis, the 21st and 22nd. And if you are in Colonial Williamsburg, I am headlining Cozy's Comedy Club at the end of March, where a man died a couple of years ago.
Nice. Zach Amico.
Hey, if you're listening live this weekend, I am with Juggalo Championship Wrestling. We've got
Deck the Jaws in Detroit on Thursday, and then we're going somewhere else in Detroit again. I don't fucking know. Go on my Instagram. Zach's not funny.
Come see me live on the road, guys. I'm finishing up my mediocre tour this weekend. This weekend is my last dates at the Creek and Cave, Austin, Texas. Friday, Saturday, headlining sets. Sunday, I have The Depraved with an incredible lineup. Duncan Trussell, Kim Congdon, Joe List, Kurt Metzger, Ari Matty. I mean, the fucking lineup on Sunday night in Austin. Best lineup in Austin on Sunday night. So come the fuck out to that. It's going to be a blast. We'll sell. All these shows are going to sell out. New Year's Eve already sold that. But next year, I have a brand new tour, the Bring Five Friends Tour, coming to a city near you. January is, I'm on the road almost every fucking weekend in January. I'm in Columbus, Ohio. I'm in Rosemont, Illinois. I'm in Guanaguanca, Ontario. I don't know how to say that place. It's near Kingston, Ontario. Montreal, Ottawa, Canada as well. North Charleston, South Carolina, and Naples, Florida. That's just in January. Winnipeg's coming up in February and a lot more. I'm going to be promoting the entire tour. I just put out a poster. I'm going everywhere until I film my next special, which is going to be in July at Tampa Side Splitters. I've tapped the great Robert Kelly to direct my special. I'm very excited to just put it in his hands. We're literally just starting to go over everything now, and I still have another 6 months or so to work on this. So thank you guys for being a part of the process, and come out and be a part of the process for the rest of the year, because it's going to be a blast, and I'm very excited to show you guys this next special. Make sure you guys subscribe to the new Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. Use that promo code LAZ. You get to watch the show live as it premieres. You get to be a part of the Racist live chat. You also get to be you get early access on the shows. You get uncensored episodes, ad-free episodes. If you hate ads and you hate censorship, guess what? Get them all uncensored and ad-free at gasdigital.com. Plus a bonus episode every Friday of the Lewis and Zach Show, only for subscribers, just for subscribers. So make sure you guys go grab that. Use that promo code LAZ. Get save a couple bucks a month, and you really, it is the number one way you can support this show. You should also know that I do a bonus podcast that is just for subscribers to my email list through my website. So if you go to my website, there'll be a little prompt that comes up. It's an email list. Put your name, put your hometown, put your email address. You will get an email every Friday with another solo episode of the Lewis Journal podcast, where it's just a little bit more of the serious stuff in my life, whether it's fucking the business shit, being a father, health shit, mental health shit. It's just me kind of ranting. The feedback on it has been incredible. I thought people were going to fucking just I have so many trolls online that anytime I put something out that's even slightly serious, I kind of cringe and I'm like, fuck. But the feedback has been just nothing but positive. You guys are the fucking best, and I'm breaking tons of news through that newsletter every week. So if you guys want to find out Skankfest news or Gas Digital news before it goes anywhere else, that is the way to do it. Go subscribe to my email list, and yeah, be a part of it.
Lewis, do you worry that if it's nothing but positive reviews for the show, it's a double troll? So they're giving you positive reviews to keep doing it because they don't actually like it, and they think it's actually cringe, and you're digging yourself into it.
God damn it, Shannon. Delete the goddamn fucking podcast. Never mind. I'm no longer doing the Lewis Journal podcast. No, I don't think that's
what
the
case. Peek into actual anxiety.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. Our longest running sponsor, Yo Kratom, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Listen to me, I'm not telling you to go out and try Kratom, okay? You've probably heard of Kratom. This is not for people that are curious, oh, what's Kratom? This is for people that are using Kratom and using it for its natural benefits. This is not a recreational drug. I'm not trying to get people fucking doing stupid shit. This is just literally, it's helped out a few of my friends. I have friends who were addicted to painkillers. I have friends who were addicted to opiates, and this genuinely helped them get off those. And I think that's probably the number one use case for Kratom. But do some independent research. See if it's something that works for you. And maybe it does. And maybe it can help you. And if you're already using Kratom, or if it's something that could be beneficial, just go to YoKratom.com. There's no promo code or anything. They sell kilos of Kratom for $60. It's the best deal in Kratom. It's lab tested. It's high quality. You guys don't have to get your Kratom from a gas station or some sort of like smoke shop. You can get it directly from YoKratom.com.
That's right. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. No promo code needed because it's the best deal in the world of Kratom. YoKratom.com.
All right. Where were we? Let's see. This Brazilian influencer has the perfect body.
Oh, shit. I hope it's a dude.
Let's see it.
So I'm just going to bring it to her Instagram page.
It's a lady.
Okay, so here's a good one of her.
Those tits are fake.
Let's see. Yeah, I don't mind fake tits.
Me neither. I'm just saying you can't be.
You
like,
don't get to be in the running for the perfect body if it was constructed by science.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep. You don't get. Yeah, you're right. You're automatically, there's an asterisk.
I mean, here's the thing.
Are those fake though? Maybe they're not.
They look fake because she's also like a fitness model, so you kind of have to.
Yeah, so she would have little titties. Let me see. Let's see her. Let's see.
I would have sex with her personally. I will. Good for her. I just want to say that.
I mean, look, her hips are great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stomach's great. Let me see her ass. Turn her around, Shannon. Turn her around. Hmm. I mean, the perfect body.
She's very pretty.
She's hot.
Very hot. Perfect.
It's fine. Hey, look, this is just...
It's subjective.
This is just her publicist getting her written up somewhere, whatever it is.
Well, let's see that.
How many followers does she have on...
Yeah.
It's like 900-something thousand.
Yeah, does she got a publicist? Where is this article? Where is this from?
It's at the New York Post.
Yep. Yeah, the Post... Shannon, the Post is... They're just for sale. If you want to fucking... I can buy an ad in the Post with them and be like, you know, New York podcaster has fucking perfect tits and fucking just press my tits together and they'll write up an article about it. In fact, we should, Shannon. We should see...
World's greatest podcaster with best body.
I bet you we can get most beautiful breasts of any podcast producer in the world and then Shannon would just smash her tits together and we get the Post to write an article for like fucking $5,000. Guaranteed.
Yeah. I think Shannon could win without a publicist.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, who else is fucking producing podcasts?
Are there hot podcast producers out there?
Weird dudes. I think it's like mostly weird dudes.
You got a hot one producing mine.
Oh, yeah. That's right. She is
I forgot to plug Madhouse.
But how are her tits?
Know what? She's not showing them off so much.
So that makes me think she's hiding something.
Maybe, but maybe not. You know what I mean?
Tits. I think she's got one tit bigger than the other.
Oh, shit.
Maybe. I don't know.
Protecting her heart.
I'm wearing three jackets. I got a perfect rack.
Wow. So.
Nice. perfect rack.
Mm-hmm.
We all got distracted. We all lost our train of thought.
No. I was trying to think of a joke about her tits being shaped like a gun rack, but I just couldn't get there, so I just gave up on it.
Sure.
That's what was going on in my head, Zach. I mean, is it perfect? I've seen fucking chicks with hotter bodies than that chick. You know, people are freaking out about what's her name now.
Sydney Sweeney.
People are like, "Yo, dude, she got fucking fat."
It's
can we see the pictures in question about Sydney Sweeney?
What the hell? She's getting fat now. I told her don't do that.
I mean, I don't want to be a dick, but Sydney Sweeney, she is fine.
She's fine. I never got the hype to begin with. Even with the edited photos, I was like, okay.
She's just fine.
It's fine.
I'd hate to say it, but I'd have sex with her too.
Of course, and she has great tits, unquestionably beautiful breasts.
Right.
Thank you.
But, you know, just like her face is, she's obviously beautiful, but just not like when you're talking about like the way people are fucking worshiping her as like the hottest woman on earth. It's like, have you guys never seen tits? That isn't great. That's not a great, it's not a very flattering photo.
But here's the things that are working against her here. The bathing suit is ill-fitting. So the bottom is too tight. It's pinching into her fat. It should be just a tiny bit looser there.
And she's also, I mean, she's obviously not in fight shape right now as well. Mm-hmm. The reality is she's not expecting people to take images of her. She's had a nice holiday, Thanksgiving. She's been fucking eating candied yams. And that's fine, dude. Yeah.
Wasn't she getting like built for a role though?
I don't know.
I thought, yeah, she was supposed to be playing like a boxer or something.
Yeah. Mm. This is the role?
Yeah.
What is this?
She's playing Christy Martin.
Oh, the boxer, Christy Martin, yeah. So she bulked up, is that what it is?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Okay, well, that's what's going on.
But also, guys are just dumb, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
in
you
what
think,
way? How?
Like girls have no... Girls have no makeup, which is when they make you think they're not wearing makeup, but they are wearing a ton of makeup.
Yeah, that's stupid. That's not us being dumb. That's women being dumb.
No, but you're also dumb because I can see that a girl is wearing no makeup, but you cannot.
Oh, I can.
You can.
No, it's nice enough to not say anything.
Yeah. I know when a woman's wearing makeup. I've dated so many chicks. I've had live-in girlfriends. I was raised by women. I have nothing but women in my life now that are like, I have no family members that I'm really close to that are men. My sister, my aunt, my niece, Beatrice, fucking.
Your son wears makeup.
My son wears makeup. I wear makeup at Skankfest. Trust me. If there's one person who knows makeup, it's me.
Right.
And I know when a bitch is wearing some no makeup. But Sydney Sweeney, the fact that she prepared for that role and that's why she like bulked up, she probably got jacked. Yeah. And she's probably drinking fucking creatine and fucking, you know, just A little bloat.
Also, though, that if you don't know that you're being like watched or whatever, I mean, you have little, you know, I could have two different looks in the same hour, looking like her and then looking, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's all angles.
It's angles.
Dougie, I can literally make myself look jacked. And then if I let my stomach out and turn to the side, you're like, he's a fat piece of shit. It's just like that. So right. That's also what's happening is most of the time when you see a bitch or any celebrity or anybody on camera, they're fucking protecting their image.
The posture's going to be different.
Yep, everything. Yeah. So I understand what you're saying. So yeah, she got caught up.
It was like she's eating a little too much posture.
But she, I mean, look, she's obviously she's hot, but I just forget her. Even at her best, pull up the best Sydney Sweeney photo you can find, Shannon. And I will say, at Sydney Sweeney's best, she's not fucking, you know, just.
She's fine.
Nothing right. And by the way, if nobody talked about her, I'd be like, oh, she's pretty hot. Right. But because people fucking talk
but
about her
so much.
When
people put it up on the pedestal.
You can't.
Brad Pitt, I would never.
Brad what? Pitt?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Brad Pitt's.
I'd have sex with
Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt's a hot guy.
I don't think so.
You're an idiot.
I'm gay and I'd do it.
Yeah, that's why that dog bit you.
Yeah.
Heard you say that.
It's a lying bitch. Hates liars.
Yeah, that's like a great photo of her, and she's just whatevs. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
She's very, very beautiful.
She's not very beautiful.
No, she is.
Yeah, that's a hot photo. Fine. These are all great photos, Shannon. Fine. I'd love to. I'd her to actually shit a little nugget into my mouth. Fine.
All right, enough.
Fine. Now, this is.
That's what I want. I want that.
She's trying to fucking get a fucking Oscar. Academy Award. Yeah.
This looks like a lady.
That's what happens. If you're trying to get an Academy Award, you have to be like, I'm beautiful, but I'm going to be ugly. Halle Berry did it, right?
Yeah. It's Charlize the girl there. Version of being retarded.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It's a great.
Girls
point.
Get ugly, guys get retarded.
Yeah. Yes.
They don't do it anymore, though. I don't think guys are playing retards anymore. I think we're trying to book real retards.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Stephen Hawking was close, though.
My community is not your costume, I tell them.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's a great point, Zach. Girls get ugly. Academy Award, like, look what
guys
you
get a disease.
Yeah.
An
ailment.
Yeah, Philadelphia.
Guys are pretending to be autistic all the time.
Well, that's a regular thing in comedy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a pretty big one.
A whole contingency.
Well, he used to be a lot bigger.
Yeah. Yes. I have zero comedy beefs, and there's just one person I really don't like.
That's him?
And that's who it is.
Really? Why?
Yeah.
It's the act. I mean by that I say
by the way, and I'll say because I don't want people are going to figure that out like that, and. I have no problem
it's
with this guy.
It's just cycling through different problems. If you've been paying attention, for a while it was this, and then it became bipolar, and then it was alcoholism, and then now it's the... But it's none of them. That's the best part.
He's trying
part.
To catch a thing. I don't know the guy well enough to say that, but you obviously do, so I will believe you.
I've
I do love
Allie. I've been
following
him for probably 10 years.
He's a funny comic, funny enough comic, chops on stage, very funny.
No need to be doing that. Fake thing.
Yeah, you're right. I agree. Like there.
Oh,
if you watch the videos,
clout.
If you watch the videos from like 5 years ago, even 3 years ago, normal delivery, looking at the audience. Now it's a lot of staring at the ground.
Yeah.
I saw a few videos.
Leaning into it.
I saw a few.
Which,
videos,
by the way, he might be autistic, but.
Twisting the arm.
Oh, really?
Shut up, bitch.
Yeah, oh, that does suck. I will say that sucks, dick.
It's extremely performative.
Yes. Extremely performative.
I had an old roommate that did this. She like, I don't know if she got big on TikTok, but her whole TikTok became, I'm autistic.
Yeah.
And like, I knew this girl. She was autistic. I think everyone, especially in comedy, is a little on some spectrum. Like, everyone's a little weird.
Course.
Everyone's got,
of course.
You know, we all have our own social anxieties. Like, yeah. I have issues. Like, people get mad at me all the time because I'll go to the stand and I don't say hi to people. Because I have social anxiety where I don't want to say hi to people that I barely know. I'm going to forget somebody's name, and then I'm going to feel bad that I forgot their name. So I just go straight to the room, and I sort of like, you know, put my blinders on.
Also because the show was supposed to start 20 minutes before.
That's also true. But what's it called? Yeah, this one girl that I know, her whole thing is like, I'm autistic. I have an autistic son. And like she literally started like literally when she's doing her videos on TikTok, she's like won't make eye contact with the camera, and you're like, yo, that's not who you are.
Stop it.
This is 100% an act that you're putting
on.
Also,
the camera's not a person.
Yeah, I know. You're not having social anxiety with your camera. You have it on you, you fucking psycho. It's just crazy. It's crazy.
It's your thumb holding that button.
Yes.
Put it down.
But yeah, I agree with you, and yeah.
The thing is, like, don't be pretending to be bipolar, because that's really not going to sit well with me. And then also, Sorry. If you have not been strapped down to a bed and shot up with Thorazine, I don't really want to hear it. Yeah. So there's that. And then also,
are you bipolar officially?
Who knows what's happening? But
I know a few bipolar people. Do you, if this is a commonality, do you need a specific enemy? It's like this is a common thread that I've seen with people with bipolar. They, for some reason, they think that this one person is out to get them.
No, it's that fucking dog.
Yeah.
No, I don't even, honestly, I think I just got, they were jacking me up on all these medicines, and to be honest, I don't even think I need them, so,
yeah.
But it doesn't matter. The point being is that, you know, then it was alcoholism, and then he posted a big story, and it was like, I'm 10 days sober. I'm not sure how much pride is behind it yet. My life all but spiraled out of control. Like, right. Trying to be like, you were on drugs. I see you 5 nights a week. I've never even seen you fucking drunk or high.
The problem is, a lot of these people, they're not actually interesting, so they need to create something
you
interesting.
You smoke
about
weed.
Themselves.
What was the spiral? Did you get thirsty? Like, shut up, bitch.
Allie is keeping it fucking real ass today. I love it.
We got to change the name of the pod bag.
Wow. Keeping it real ass. I with like that. Allie Mae. Let's see. What did I want? I wrote something down here. What did I write? What is that word? Oh yeah, Twitter. I had a fun fucking thing the other night. So my Twitter, my ex has just become.
Nobody do it.
Stop it! Stop it!
Nobody do it!
Stop it, Zach! You stop right now, you piece of shit!
I said nobody do it.
I know what you were gonna do. The exact things you were gonna do and knew you were gonna do. And I was like, let me not.
I said nobody do it.
And no one did. No one did.
Good
shit.
Job, boys. My Twitter has become, it's essentially just a place for me to get trolled and troll the trolls. And like, now I've just leaned into it completely. So I fucking post workout videos and fucking, yeah, I'm really leaning into it.
I saw Merry
it's just
Christmas.
Everyone being like, gay. It's like, let's fucking go, baby. So now every morning, my new thing is I post a workout video or a picture and I write, losers hate this. And I know that they're like, oh, I'm not a loser. What am I going to do? It's the best. I love it. So every day now I'm just battling with Twitter trolls in between workout sets. I literally get up, I finish a set, and I'm like, all right, let me just go back.
Keep trolling. What?
There's one guy the other night, he was like, he's like, dude, I'll fucking box you. I'll beat the shit out of you.
I saw that.
Yeah. And then I was like, he was like, next time you're in Vegas, let me know. And I was like, I'll be in Vegas this week. I'm not going to be in Vegas this week. I was like, let's fight this week. I did this a month ago with another guy where I was like, dude, I will meet you on the corner of Canal Street and Broadway tomorrow, 2 p.m. Let's fucking go. I'm never going to meet a stranger from the internet to fight. I literally box every day with people who know how to box. I don't need street challenges from fucking random people ever in my life. That's never going to happen. There's also, this is what people that don't know how to fight or train, they do. There's no just, there's no knowing that you could beat the shit out of somebody. You can't just look at a guy and be like, oh, I could beat his ass. Once you train a little bit, you realize exactly where you're at and you go like, oh, that guy could be training harder than me. Like, I have no idea, Tim. You might be a fucking badass.
No.
I don't think you are, but you might be a real badass. You might have a ton of training. You might fucking be able to light me the fuck up.
Nope.
Because I've trained, I know not to assume that people are pussies.
Right.
Because the little,
you never know.
Most unassuming guy has been putting in the fucking work. I got my ass beat the other day by a guy who was 5'6", maybe 145 pounds. Little fucking dude. He was like, oh, can I jump in with you guys sparring? I was like, sure. I was going light, you know, came one. He just came. He was Russian, dude. He just came at me and just fucking really lit me up. And I was like, what the fuck was that? Then I leave, and my training partner sent me a video. He's a fucking champion Muay Thai guy, literally a world champion Muay Thai guy, like K1. And I was like, oh, yeah, you have no clue.
You never know.
So only people who are fucking idiots on the internet go like, I'll beat that guy's ass. Oh, it's a thing that men do.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, men have to pretend to know how to fight. And I used to do it all the time. Before I trained, I used to think I was a lot tougher than I am. Right. And now that I train, I know exactly what a soft, old, fat bitch I am. I just like to train. I do train and I go to the gym every day. But compared to anybody who really knows how to fight, I'm going to get my fucking teeth kicked in, unfucking questionably. But if you don't train, you're not going to beat up somebody who can train, who trains. That's just it.
Micah was asking me the other day about something. She goes, you think you could beat that guy's ass? And I was like, I'd have to do it in the first 6 punches because I am out of gas and then I'm just done.
Yeah. No, right. You can't eyeball a guy. Even when you fucking fight, like when I boxed Tim Butterly, there was no knowing like how good Tim Butterly was going to be.
And he has such a sweet face. You wouldn't think that he could.
No. And sure. I dominated the fight, but that's okay. So great guy. So no, I loved him. And then he fucking tapped me out at Skankfest. That's okay. You know, but the reality is you don't actually know if somebody can fight just by eyeballing them. So I would never like take a blind challenge, especially against like a fan on the internet, because they're going like, let's say they do know how to fucking fight, or even not, they're going to try to take my head off. It's going to be, which I completely get. I don't train to prove how tough I am. I train to get in shape. I train right. So I can protect myself. If the shit ever does hit the fan, I know a little bit of shit. But the reality is like, I'm not like this tough guy where I'm like, y'all going to fucking beat anybody's ass. I know exactly how fucking soft I am. I'm my size and my, I hit like a bitch. Literally for as big and strong as I am, like, I'm not going to be able to fucking knock your head off your shoulders. I'm not this fucking powerful, explosive guy. But this guy on Twitter was like, yo, dude, I want to fight you. And I was like, yeah, dude, I'll be in Vegas tomorrow.
Is this
I'm going.
The guy with the green scooter?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then he was like, dude, he's like, I'm not in Vegas right now. I'm actually in Seattle, but I'll be back Tuesday. And I was like, dude, I'm actually in Seattle right now. That's crazy that you say that. He's like, no way, dude, meet me right now. And then I just looked up a gym in Seattle that was like 5 miles from where his hotel was. And then I was like, dude, meet me in a half an hour. I'm going to fuck you up. And then he's literally videotaping himself on a Lime scooter, being like, I'm coming to get you, Rattlesnake. Wow. It was the most hilarious, retarded fucking thing in the world. And the guy ended up being kind of funny about it. He got there and he was like, oh, yeah, you got me. But now he thinks I'm coming Tuesday. I told him, but I was like, I said, I will really be in Vegas on Tuesday, though. Meet me at the UFC Performance Institute. I told him to meet me at an actual UFC training facility that you have to have access to, like with people in the know.
They have a performance institute like Juilliard?
Yes, just like that. And so I think this guy's going to show up on Tuesday as well and be upset. But that's my new thing, is accepting challenges in random cities and not being there. So, yeah, it's a good time. But I mean, look, I would fucking, if it was a fan that
I
wanted.
I think you should accept one. I think you should troll everyone but one guy.
At Skankfest, I trained with a bunch of fans and it was awesome, but it was like a controlled environment. And like, you could tell a few of them were trying to fucking get their licks in. But it was like, you know,
Allie hates that.
It was a controlled environment and it was like genuinely sparring and people, when you spar with each other, you're trying to fucking, like you shift down. If I'm sparring with somebody that's not as good as me, I shift down to their level. I'm not just trying to beat the fucking piss out of them. There's no upside for anybody.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's that. Excuse me. New York pet shops. Allie's going to be so happy. You're going to be so happy. They're banned from selling dogs, cats, and rabbits starting yesterday, prompting a major price cut to clear furry inventory. What does this mean, Shannon?
They're all on sale so that you can get them now before they go.
But it's over now,
yeah,
Shannon.
You just missed it.
Shannon, why don't you bring this up Saturday when I wanted to buy a dachshund?
I didn't know until today. But this is just New York, though. So New Jersey, you're probably still fine. But what they're doing is they're trying to push for people to adopt animals so that it'll stop the like bad breeding practices where they shove like a bunch of puppies in like one crate, whatever. So now you can still go to the places, but it's adoption only, so you can still probably get them cheaper. But as of yesterday, they were like, it's like one picture, they were 70% off.
Whoa, Shannon,
you don't
what the
want
fuck?
That kind of dog. You don't want that kind
I
of dog.
I literally do.
You really don't. Have you bought a dog from a store before? There's something retarded about all of them.
Oh, look at that. Look how happy they are.
Yeah.
Let's all go buy some dogs.
Come on. I kind of love that dog.
That's a cool looking dog.
They sold this dog for $500. Initially, it was $3,250.
Shannon, I was just talking about buying a fucking dog.
I just saw it today.
What is your problem?
Damn. But you can probably go now and adopt and not have to buy, so it's still going to be
cheaper.
Then I got
to go through the whole fucking the process of adopting a fucking
dog.
You
just have to fill out a questionnaire.
You buy that dog $500, flip him on eBay for $21. Oh, my God, you're looking
it's a
good.
Smart idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to seem evil. It's not, you know, I'm not evil, but it's just, it's a very privileged thing to have a dog, and then all it does is bring problems into your life. So to me, it just doesn't make any sense.
It's a privileged thing to have a dog.
It is. I can't afford to go to the doctor. You're going to get me jerking off the vet for $2,000 to
well, that's also crazy.
Get
like
a marble.
People, yeah, there's dog health insurance, though, which is probably a good idea, right?
Okay, again.
You like, got a free plastic bag from the bodega. You can just put your dog down yourself.
I have a friend who's her dad drowned her cat in a pillowcase. Tied it up in a pillowcase, could, like, scratched up the furniture and threw it off a bridge.
Wow.
Threw it off a bridge?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Drowned a cat.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty intense.
I mean, the amount, like, I understand it being a crime of passion in the moment. You're like, you motherfucker, you grab the cat, but you have to get it in the, first of all, it's fucking freaking out. You gotta
yeah,
get
I was going
to
say, there is a really funny 10 seconds of him getting out of the car and walking to the end of the bridge with just a bag on.
And he threw it off the fucking bridge, the Brooklyn Bridge.
That's wow. Crazy.
Yeah, and drowned a cat. I mean, I don't know if the cat survived the impact of the, but it probably did, right?
Maybe, yeah.
No.
You don't think?
No, it had to die eight more times, Lou.
Oh, shit. Let's see. Well, it's just this is a guy who has, his name is just a bunch of letters in the shape of a dick. He says that I'm full of shit. Why would he make that up? Why would I ever make that up? She might have made it up, you know, but why would I ever? I have so many stories in life.
Yeah.
Why would I just now start making up stories?
Right.
I like how you're letting eight equal sign, equal sign, equal sign.
Yes, that's literally what it is. Well, I have to engage with the checks, but they pay for it. That's what they pay for. Yeah. Let's see. We'll do another one. Shannon. Inconsistency. No, I don't give a shit about that one, Shannon.
What about the DJ getting stabbed?
Sure.
Okay, so this in Portland. By the way, I'm suspicious that this is all just like a ploy for marketing because of the things they keep mentioning. But a Portland stripper was arrested after an unprovoked stabbing on a DJ. I do have a video of it happening. But the club, they keep saying it's a vegan strip club, which
they
is
got a
so
lot
stupid.
Of those up there.
Oh, so it's like a normal thing.
Vegan strip club? No,
that's like a thing. It's a thing in Portland. They got like ugly strippers and shit.
That's wild.
So here's
like
here's the
Claremont
video.
Lounge.
So it's just like I'm gonna start in a second, but here's the stripper right here, and she's just kind of chilling there for a second, and here's the DJ.
She looks malnourished.
She looks like Allie Mae. What? Ow, ow, ow. How many times did she stab him? Three?
It was like at the end, four or five times. And then he was able to get to the hospital. She punctured one of his lungs.
Yo.
But the cops got there and the ambulance got there within 6 minutes. So they were able to save his life.
Whoa. Puncturing a lung. He's a big guy, too.
Yeah.
I feel like
it's a lot to get through to get to that lung.
Well, yeah. He learned a lesson. Play the song.
Right.
When I say play
that
the song.
That is true.
And don't cut it off early because I made a whole little dance about this.
Well, that's true. It's also they make money for per song. Well, they kind of want them to cut the song off early.
Yeah. Oh, they do?
Yeah. I
don't know.
They have shortened versions of songs at strip clubs for sure.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I've definitely gotten a lap dance and been like, Goodbye Horses is way longer. There's a bridge. There's a whole bunch of shit.
They cut Freebird down to 2.5 minutes.
That's crazy. So what happened? She got arrested?
Yeah, they found her in the bushes shortly after. She's 29 years old. He said he had worked with her only a couple times before, never had an issue with her. She was arrested and charged with second-degree assault and attempted first-degree assault and unlawful use of a weapon.
I mean, not attempted murder? That's crazy. Why? He almost died. She punctured his lung.
The knife might not have been long enough for attempted murder. Doesn't it have to be a certain length for attempted murder?
Really?
No, I have no fucking idea.
You just completely made that up.
Well, I've been watching a lot of
Are you talking
House.
About the legal knife thing yes. in New York where it's supposed to be your hand?
Yeah, maybe.
Is that also true?
What if your hand's like as big as Kawhi Leonard's, though?
Sure.
I have long fingers. I can have a long knife.
No, it's
got to
be that
no,
way.
No, it's your forefoot.
I think there's.
I think it's a.
That's probably not true.
It's probably not true.
It's probably a specific inches that you have. I have two knives that I carry on me. I have one in my car and then I have one at my house. But I always have a knife in my car. Once that guy pulled a knife on me, where I was road raging on him, and then I got out. I was like, "Let's do something." Then he got out with a knife, and I was like, "Oh!" And I ran.
Yeah.
I was like, "Let me just have my own knife because
let's
that's a good idea.
A
so we can have knife fights."
And do you? Let's be honest. Are we actually following the law about the fingers anyway? I have brass knuckles. They're illegal in New York. Of course, I only keep them in Pennsylvania. But
where they're legal?
Where they're legal.
Of course, yes.
But yeah, why should you follow that law?
Well, because I don't want to. I get pulled over. I've only been pulled over a couple times, but you know, you think the cops would do a better job? Maybe I wouldn't get in so many accidents if the cops would pull me over a little more.
Yeah. Hey, I'm doing a bad job driving
out
here.
A peek into a romantic relationship with Lewis. I might not have cheated if...
if you pulled me over more.
Oh, shit. Shannon, what's the legal limit for the size of a knife in New York?
It is...
What seems to be the problem, Snookums?
4 or more inches, regardless of whether any part of the knife, including the blade, is visible or concealed. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Damn, everything on me is legal.
Is the blade is 4 more inches. So, yeah, no, I don't think... I think specifically the knives they sent me from Dollar Knife Club or whatever it was called. Was anybody a sponsor? Great fucking sponsor. Why'd they stop sponsoring us?
Oh, Monthly Knife Box.
Monthly Knife Club.
Yeah, that's about 4 inches.
That's amazing. Like a wine of the month?
Yeah,
like
they give you different knives.
Sorry.
It's really cool. This is a free ad for them. Monthly Knife Club was pretty fucking... They sent us boxes of knives, and they were all really cool, sharp as fuck knives, dude.
Yeah, that's sick.
Like, that really awesome. Like, every time you buy a knife at, like, a fucking, like, it's never that sharp. These things were, like... crazy sure. I have a little black knife. It's fucking badass.
Do you have any left over?
I'll give you a knife.
Yeah, I would love a knife.
I'll give you a knife.
Hey, look at that.
I got a knife for you,
hey,
girl.
Hey, thank you.
But your knives are just cool.
Yeah.
Lewis, you just killed a dog.
Well, Lewis is never going to give me the knife. Remember when he said he would give me a PA system for my Honda?
PA system.
I actually did order that.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Is it here?
I don't know. Let me
you ordered a PA system from me? I don't remember any of this.
By the way, I paid for it. I didn't end up getting reimbursed for it.
How much is it?
I think it was like $30.
What is a PA system?
To put on top of my Honda so I can confront people when I'm driving.
That's insane. I don't remember this conversation at all, but Shannon,
and you
gave it to her.
You need the drugs for your bipolar disorder? I need a PA system so I can yell at strangers and get shot in my car.
I need the people on the outside of the car to hear the voices.
Oh, Allie, you're a wild one. Shannon, give her that PA system. I don't want to be a liar.
I'm asking Karen for it because I don't remember seeing it, but I know I ordered it.
Okay. Well, there you go. If you guys want to send us any gifts, including gifts for Allie Mae or any of the other guests on the show or me or Zach this holiday season, 151 First Avenue, New York, New York, 10003, box number 311. Remember 311? Remember the band 311? Coming like a nightmare. What luck, I'm going to go for it. Fucking around, and what you got to show for it? Let it be known that I'm in the zone, and whatever I need, I just pick up the phone because I'm true with it, and you're new with it.
First CD I ever bought.
Don't know that. Hell yeah.
It's called Hive.
Really?
I don't need friends that act like folks because I'm Nick Hexum, the one who knows about things because it takes two and we swang.
I hope
better
you get
full-blown
Hive.
And it's time for the dub and we roll to the club and you know just what I do. I'm hitting in the freak mode, putting on a load, sipping on some guinea, then lo and behold, Univision comes from bottom to top and I just can't stop. 311, show them that the air is rarefied. Don't give a damn because the groove is hellified. Grew up punk, listening to funk. I'm a hyper type of fella that does not touch junk. You're at the back of the pack, at the bottom of the sack. So get back what you get when you steady talking shit. Go for self. Shit is on the shelf. It's 95 and we go for the Hive. Boom, 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 boom.
World's greatest podcaster.
What a way to come out of the closet.
You should have done that at Allie's show. People would have clapped at least.
That's what's up.
Let's see. Gonzo says this sucks.
You're a good man, Gonzo.
Lilden said sucks. Producer George says boo. And all that other stuff. All right, whatever. Fuck you guys. Shannon, do we have an update with Luigi Mangione? Luigi Mangione. Anything?
I feel like people have stopped paying attention to it.
What'd I say? Didn't I say that last week? I don't want to fucking toot my own toot. But two things. Number one, stock in United Health dropped a wild amount.
Good.
They lost like $552 billion or whatever.
It's incredible.
But that's not a good. That just means that people are going to get rich off of their stock because it's going to go right back up. Nobody's going to give a shit. People have already stopped talking about Luigi Mangione. The end result of this is that United Health. There we go. Look at that.
Oh,
is this
my
real?
Fucking
You're
God.
Welcome.
Is this real?
You're fucking welcome.
I'm so fucking excited.
This is it. You have it.
But how do you speak into it?
Well, you have to attach it to your car. Oh. What?
What can one do with this?
Put it in your pussy.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Do you not know how PAs work? It's
no
pussy attention.
You put it into your pussy.
Okay. I'm really excited about this. I don't know how it works. I feel like it probably came with a box, but with instructions or...
Let's see. Ludie says the Regs Lewis has a completely different opinion. No. What happened was on the Regs, when the Regs happened, mm-hmm. it was a brand new story. We just found out there was a person on the loose who had killed the United Healthcare CEO, and it was a big story, and it was like hilarious. Then the smoke cleared, and I found out details about it, and I was like, all right, the real opinion is on this is that people shouldn't murder other people, even if they're fucking CEOs
fuck
from
you.
United
what
Healthcare.
Are you, God?
Yeah, you, what?
Get your fucking commandments out
Get
of my
Get his Puerto Rican card
so
out of his
that,
pocket.
That, so that was
and
it.
Throw it off a bridge.
And then the
you
other side
Puerto
of it
Rican.
Is that...
It's called an EBT card.
Yeah.
The other side of it was that, honestly, you should... You should purchase stock in United Healthcare because it's just going to go up and you will make money at it unquestionably. When something like this happens, the stock takes a hit. Perfect time to fucking buy, and it'll be short and quick. Get in, get out. I guarantee you in a month, the stock's going to go right back up. You make a lot of money.
Did you? Were you
I
excited?
Have United Healthcare.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I had to look.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
No, I don't have United. What do I have? I don't even remember what I have.
Did you like it when it happened?
I didn't. Let me make this also very clear. I don't care. I don't care about this guy. I don't
Let's
care about Luigi
go.
Mangione. But we have to talk for a living. So if you press me, my opinion is no, we shouldn't be celebrating people murdering other people, no matter how great their abs are, no matter how shitty the guy's job was.
No.
Luigi Mangione's a piece of shit. Sure, that guy's a piece of shit too, but...
I've been rock hard since this happened.
Rock hard.
Mike's
Your clitch
been
just...
losing her mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, you're allowed to kill people. Who cares? Fuck them. And fuck that guy who's dead. I don't give a shit about him.
Obviously not killing regular people, but I do think that we need to start killing. I've been saying for a while, well, and now everyone is coming along to it. And it's that when people snap and they finally reach their breaking point, they should not walk into the movie theater and do that. They need to show up at government buildings and...
I can agree with that a lot
and that's
more.
What's happening yeah. here
well it's
with
not
a
government building
it's not
it's
a government
guy,
building
it's a,
but
it's a private
it's
citizen who has a job as a CEO
okay government buildings health insurance companies I things guess. Like that
I mean this he's is... killed more people than Luigi Mangione has
he
yes by
that's
denying
what that's
him?
What that's just not true
okay
yes
I understand that the healthcare industry sucks but I'm not even gonna get into this I don't care and it seems like I care I don't actually care
I did find two new things
please
one here. So one thing is he hired a top lawyer whose husband is representing P. Diddy. So the wife of P. Diddy's lawyer is representing him.
Nice.
And then also it said that his grandmother left the family members millions, but there's a stipulation that it said that... that
they can't murder anybody.
Yeah.
They have to stay in a haunted house overnight.
No, actually, you're right. That any grandchild receiving inheritance money must not be charged, indicted, convicted, or plead guilty to a felony. So he's going to lose all his money.
Wow.
Oh.
No wow. commissary for you,
it's,
Luigi
it's
Mangione.
Roughly $30 million to her grandchildren.
$30 million. But this is a super privileged person. Like, this is a rich kid mm-hmm. who was a valedictorian of a school, went to a Ivy League school, thought he was smarter than the cops, was living in this sort of fantasy, privileged horseshit fucking thing, and then went and committed a horrible fucking murder. Sure. Fine, maybe healthcare sucks and healthcare should be changed, but let's not celebrate that guy. That guy also sucks.
I think it's also cool that he shot him with a fucking 3D printed gun.
Yeah.
That's always fun, you know?
That is fun. But yeah, that's that. I mean, you know, it's all good. This isn't an issue of mine. Like, I'm not going like CEOs, yeah, let's like that's
well,
also not
Lewis,
what I'm
you and I are on the same page that caring for about stuff is gay.
Yes, exactly.
And that's why when people like kill themselves over something, it's the gayest thing.
I agree. But I will say I've defended suicide plenty of times.
Sure.
Because if you're not spiritual at all, it is just, you know, good night. How nice is that? Doesn't it sound fucking beautiful?
Yeah.
Like that was before I had a kid. That was always my thing. I could always
tap out whenever you want.
Tap out.
Well, get me
you
the
and
hell
I,
out of here.
Allie, we are the same. Honestly, yeah. We're the same sort of crazy in a weird way. But if you're not spiritual, you don't believe in God, think about how nice. Like, I just started sleeping well again in the past, like, 2 weeks or a week, right? I've been taking magnesium. I'm fucking drinking sleepy time tea. Sleeping through the night for the first time in years.
Yeah.
And it's delightful.
Yeah.
Just absolutely delightful. And
sounds
imagine
nice.
Forever.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Forever. The longest nap.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds so amazing.
It does.
Lewis, do it now.
Good.
Do it now.
It sounds really good.
You just don't get up? I mean, it does sound really fucking nice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I got a kid now. I can't do that to him.
Oh, yeah. Not until he's out of college.
It's true. Not until I give him that Acura. There you go, James. I'll see you on the other side, my friend.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to wrap it up. I'm wrapping it up. You guys, the show. Thank you guys for watching. We'll be back on Wednesday.
Yep.
Back on Wednesday, another show. We got a couple more shows this week, and then Christmas week. What's our schedule for Christmas, Shannon? Are we doing anything crazy? Are we? Well, I know I'm taping one in Austin.
Yeah. Then we have a best of.
For what? Christmas Day?
Yeah, for Christmas Day.
Christmas Day is the best of Christmas, so don't expect a new episode on Christmas Day.
And then we're back that Friday.
But we're back on Friday with an exclusive episode for Gas Digital subscribers. Wow. So, yeah, guys, enjoy your holidays. Enjoy your week. Hopefully you guys are getting all your shopping done. I got to go fucking buy a goddamn Oculus 3. I bought the fucking 3S for my son by mistake, and now the 3S just isn't fucking... I gave him the 2 last year. You know, and he loves it, but you can't play the Batman game on it, of course.
I heard that Batman game is fucking sick.
It looks sick. He watches, like, streamers, and he's like, Dad, it's all I want is to play this Batman game. I was like, James, and I'm mean about it. I'm like, you have an Oculus. This is crazy. I was like, we're not wasting money. Like, I get really, like we're not wasting money on Oculus 3. This is what he's getting.
Yeah.
Got him in, you know, obviously. But I'm like, no, James, I was like, yeah, what, for the camera, who cares? Like, yeah. Who cares? He's like, all right, Dad, you're right. I have enough. But now
and
I got
then that makes you want to buy it for him.
Well, then
it?
I got the 3S, which apparently the optics and the cameras aren't as good.
Mm.
And the 3 is like a higher. So now I have to return the fucking 3S, which I'm probably never going to do. Maybe I'll just give it away to the fans. Should I give away a 3S on the show, Shannon?
Yes.
That would be sick.
That's like, you know what? This is what we're going to do. We're going to do a contest. What do we do, Shannon? We got to do a contest. We'll give away an Oculus 3S. It's just sitting in my house right now.
But don't you have to sign up for Gas Digital using
you gotta
the code LAZ?
You got to be a subscriber using the code LAZ. Actually, that's a great way to do it. You know what? We'll give it away.
Marketing genius.
You know.
That's all I need. If you, I'm going to pick one random subscriber to Gas Digital that has signed up with the promo code LAZ. And we're going to pick this on... Monday, Shannon?
Well, then you do it on your road episode.
Well, I kind of want them to have it for Christmas.
So maybe that exclusive episode, since they're already a subscriber, Friday?
Oh, that's a good idea, Shannon.
Yeah.
I run the pod tomorrow.
What'd you say?
It's actually tomorrow.
No, we're going to have to do it on a Monday show. Or whatever. We can give it away after Christmas. Nobody cares, right?
No, give it to someone for Christmas. Maybe they could give it to their kid.
Yeah, I know. That's why I want to do it. But the problem is they're not going to get it by Christmas no matter what. There's no way to get this thing.
You could just give it to someone in the live chat right
I'm going
to
give it away.
Even though they've probably been calling me ugly, not funny.
No, they think you're hot. They think you're hot.
They hate me.
No, so, some of them are like you're a rabid dog and you're a piece of shit and all that other stuff. But most of them think you're hot. Most of them think that we want to smash. Everyone's going like Lewis and Allie. They're having a real connection right now. A lot of people are saying that.
Yeah.
Right, guys?
Lewis doesn't have the balls.
I have balls. Shit. They're not big. I have small balls. I will say that.
Oh.
My balls aren't huge. It makes me self-conscious. When girls rub them, I'm like, stop rubbing my small balls.
Doesn't
please.
That help your cock look bigger, though?
Maybe.
Compared to your little balls?
I just don't have big balls.
Not compared to his big legs.
Oh, yeah.
I have huge legs, small balls, okay cock.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Ebis NY says, try hard Gomez. Shannon, he's the only one who is not allowed to win the Oculus. That guy, Shannon. He is completely 100% not allowed to win the Oculus.
I hope 8 equal sign equal sign equal sign D wins it.
He's still eligible. He's eligible. No, we're going to give this away on the Friday show after Christmas as a special prize for one subscriber. So this way they have a little time to subscribe. People are watching this on YouTube and elsewhere. Go subscribe. The subscription is worth it by itself. I mean, just getting the bonus episode of the Lewis and Zach show. And, you know, the Racist Live Chat pre-release, all that other stuff. You get all those nice member benefits. And then I'm going to pick one subscriber with the code LAZ. We'll give it away next Friday. Announce it on the show. So make sure you guys are in the chat. That'd be nice if you're actually in the chat. You know what? Do you have to be in the chat? No, that's mean. People got to work. I can't do that. Yeah. No.
But I think they should be in the chat. If they're not in the chat, they're not working. If they're not working, they have no money, and they need the Oculus.
That's a great point. You know what? Next Friday, the 27th of December, we're giving away an Oculus 3S. It's better than the 2, not as good as the 3, not as good as the 3, but it will be great. It's fucking, I got the one with a lot of memory on it, too. It was like $500. It was fucking crazy.
Damn.
So you guys are going to get an Oculus 3S. I will say, part of me wants to keep it for myself, because porn on the 3S is a whole different thing. So porn on the 2, I have 2 Oculus 2s. Porn on the Oculus 2 is great.
Okay.
But the 3S has pass-through, or the 3S pass-through technology. What that means is there are certain games and things you can do where you put it on and you're in the room, and then, like, you know, you'll fight characters in the room. Like, somebody will walk in, but it looks like you're just in real life.
Fighting guys.
So the porn, that, like, you literally, you're in your bed and a girl comes over and starts sucking your dick, as opposed to you being in their fucking 3D world.
Interesting.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. So that's
because of the cameras on the outside.
The cameras on the outside.
Your room.
Yes. So the porn on that would be fucking delightful. It ruined porn for me. VR porn ruined porn for me.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
But if you forget to charge it, the lady you fuck looks like your elderly aunt.
All right, we're done. Thank you for watching. We'll be back on Wednesday. When they making noise.